神要我们因信而向前，要得神的自己。
Yes, it is the Lord's heart want us to go forward in faith so that we can obtain Him.
要我们平安而跟随，永远不他依。
And we can love, follow Him through love and without trusting anything else but Him.
感谢主，早先在用这个诗歌来激励我们。
Thank the Lord for encouraging our hearts through a song like this.
两个多礼拜以前，我把我的车拿到 dealer 去修理。
Couple of weeks ago, I took my car to dealer for repairment.
那最后呢，那个 dealer 他很好心，他跟我讲，他给我一个折扣。
And at the end, the dealer was nice, says he will give me a special discount.
他说给你一个 senior citizen 的折扣。
That's what I got for a senior citizen discount.
一个这个给年长的哈，我这个真的是一则以喜，一则以忧啊。
On one hand, I was happy to have the discount, but on the other hand, I feel kind of sorrowful.
这个以喜呢，的确这个折扣还不错。
Yes, it was a good discount I got.
但是呢，以忧呢，竟然是 senior citizen 的 discount 哈。
But the other hand was because it was a senior citizen discount.
我也真的是提醒我们在地上真的要好好的把握机会来追求主。
Therefore, I was reminded to pursue the Lord with what I have left.
我们这些日子讲到祷告。
These days we share about prayer.
我们讲到以斯拉的祷告，讲到尼希米的祷告。
We talk about the prayer by Nehemiah or Ezra.
在所有的建造中，第一个开始就是需要祷告。
In all the building work, the most important foundation is to pray.
在所有属灵的征战中，最重要的也是祷告。
And also the most important thing in spiritual battles is to pray.
我们知道，在这些被掳的人当中。
And among all the captivated people,
他们被掳到巴比伦去。
All these Jews were taken to Babylon.
在那里，他们生活的情形远离了耶路撒冷。
Therefore, they live in a condition which is far away from Jerusalem.
好像失去了一个能够这样子敬拜神的地方。
It's like they lost the place where they used to worship God.
但是在整个大批以色列百姓被掳到巴比伦中，神还得着了一些他在那里的见证人。
Yet in the great group that been captivated to Babylon, God still remained for Himself a few minority who are His witness.
好像仇敌用他所有的力量要把神儿女。
It's like the devil tried all he can to take down God's children.
但是神在那里得着了但以理，得着了他三个朋友。
But God was able to obtain three friends and Daniel.
如果是这些仇敌没有办法把他们摧毁的话，仇敌永远是不能得胜的。
Therefore, the devil will not be considered all victorious if there are still people stand up for the Lord, like Daniel and his three friends.
所以我们看见圣经中有非常宝贵的故事。
Therefore, there are great stories recorded in the Bible about them.
看见这他三个朋友被丢到火窑的里面。
We saw how these three friends were thrown into the fire, a fearful furnace.
有神子与他们同行。
Yet the Son of God was with them.
他们从火窑里面出来。
And when they got out of the furnace,
他们身上连火窑的气味都没有。
Bible says you can't even smell the flame on these people.
这是何等的得胜。
What a victorious thing they did.
我们也看见神他的手是那样的奇妙。
And also we witnessed the wonderful hand of God.
好像尼布甲尼撒王是这么的强大。
And like the king Nebuchadnezzar, he was so great at the time.
但是好像一下子之间整个国就没有了。
But overnight his kingdom was destroyed.
所以马代人大力乌在62岁的时候他娶了加勒底国。
And therefore he was taken over by King Darius.
好，我们一起来读一下好在但以理书。第六章
It's in chapter 6 of the book of Daniel.
我们请读第四节到第十节
Let's read verses 4 to 10 together.
我们知道在大力乌王他立了有120个总督来治理这个国家
And King Darius has set 120 satraps to rule his land.
那他呢在他们之上呢又有设立了三个总长
And above these satraps there were three administrators.
好，我们读第四节到第十节，请我们一起来读。那时总长和总督寻找但以理误国的把柄，为要参他，只是找不着他的错误过失，因他忠心办事，毫无错误过失。那些人便说：“我们要找参着但以理的把柄，除非在他神的律法中，就寻不着。”于是总长和总督纷纷聚集来见王说愿大力乌王万岁国中的总长钦差总督谋士和巡抚彼此商议要立一条坚定的禁令 三十日内不拘何人，若在王以外，或向神，或向人求什么，就必扔在狮子坑里。王啊，现在求你立这禁令，加盖玉玺，使禁令绝不更改。照马代和波斯人的例，是不可更改的。于是大力乌王立这禁令，加盖玉玺。但以理知道这禁令，盖了玉玺，就到自己的家里，他楼上的窗户开向耶路撒冷。一日三次双膝跪在他神面前祷告感谢，与素常一样。我们再把第十节念一次。
Let's read last verse, first ten together. Now,
但以理知道这禁令，盖了玉玺，就到自己家里，他楼上的窗户开向耶路撒冷，一日三次双膝跪在他神面前祷告感谢，与素常一样。我们看见这一些的总督，这一些的总长，他们为了要把但以理好像找到他的把柄，所以他们用了这个诡计。
See, they try to trick Daniel, these administrators and satraps. They're looking for grounds for charges against Daniel.
我想他们知道但以理是一个祷告的人。
Because they knew Daniel was a man who prayed.
他们从别的方面抓不住他的把柄。
They could not find any basis for charges against him from any other places.
因为但以理他忠心办事。
Because he was considered trustworthy.
毫无错误过失。
And neither corrupt nor negligent.
这是不容易的。
That wasn't easy.
今天他在地上，我们可以说但以理他是非常的有见证。
You can say he was a man with great testimony.
在他所做的事情上，人家找不出他的过失来。
Therefore people can find no fault through what he has done.
但是呢，他是一个祷告的人。
And he was a man who prayed.
所以在这个点上，他们找着了一条把柄。
And that became the ground they would find a problem.
这是一个非常邪恶的诡计。
And that was a very wicked scheme they had against him.
所以我们真的知道，讲到神家的建造。
So when we talk about the building work in the house of God.
那我们在尼希米记看见他们是一手拿着兵器，一手在那里做工。
In the book of Nehemiah, we saw these people. On one hand, they hold the tool to build. On the other hand, they hold the weapon to fight.
也就是说，要建造的时候，必定有属灵的征战。
Which means the spiritual battles are unavoidable in the time of building.
但是说到属灵的征战
，But when we talk about spiritual battles.
必须是在一个祷告的里面。
We have to fight it in prayer.
因为我们不是与属血气的在征战。
For we are not fighting against those who are in the flesh.
我想仇敌他更是知道。
And our enemy knows clearly.
所以第一个呢，就把这个祷告好像就提出来。
So what they tried to deal with Daniel was through his prayer.
无论人在这三十天内向神或向人求什么。
That in the next 30 days, no matter who prays to any,God or man during the next 30 days.
就要被丢在狮子的坑里面。
You will be thrown into the lion's den.
常常仇敌他要拦阻人向神来祷告。
Many times the evil one tried to stop people from coming to God and pray.
当我在读这段圣经的时候
，When I read this passage，
我就想到美国他们也通过了一个法律，就禁止学生们在学校里面的祷告。
And I thought about a few years ago, we have this law in this country that students are prohibited from praying on campus.
好像在一个不得已的情况之下，大家也就接受这样的一个事实。
And so without much choices, people accepted that law.
但是我们要知道。
But we have to know.
仇敌他就是用各样的力量要拦阻人来祷告神。
And that is how the devil tried to use every possible way to stop us from praying.
这是仇敌的诡计。
That's his scheme.
因为仇敌真的认识祷告是何等大的权
利。Because he knew there's great power and authority in prayer.
凭着我们自己，我们都是软弱的。
And according to our true condition, we're nothing but weak.
凭着我们自己，我们什么都不能做。
And we can do nothing just by our own strength.
想到和仇敌的那个征战
Thinking about the battle against the evil one
真的我们真的是微不足道的
You will know that we are really insignificant
但是我们虽然是微小
But even though we may be insignificant
我们的神却是伟大的
Our God is great
今天我们怎么样跟我们的神跟我们的主连在一起呢
So how do we connect ourselves with the Lord
在属灵征战中我们盼望更多的认识神把这个祷告的权柄赐给我们
Therefore, we pray that we truly understand there is authority given by God through prayer.
今天我们讲到祷告，不是说我们有需要的时候向神来求一些事情而已。
When I say prayer, I'm not saying just to ask God for something.
今天我们看见但以理他在这里祷告。
We see how Daniel prayed here.
当仇敌好像用一个诡计叫王下了这个命令。
It's like the devil tried to use a scheme through the king's order.
当王把这个玉玺盖上了以后
So when the king sealed this law
照着马代波斯人的历是不可以更改的
And according to the law of Medes and Persians This cannot be altered
也就是说到了时候呢就是王他自己也不能更改这个
Which means even the king himself cannot change what he just did
这是一个非常可怕的诡计
And that is such a terrible thing
那这些人他们那么清楚但以理是一个祷告的人
Because this group of people they knew Daniel was a man who prayed
我想他们也是很清楚但以理不会因着这外面的律法而改变他祷告的生活。
They also were clear about the fact that Daniel would never change his habit, even with this new law.
今天无论世界上给我们多大的压力
Therefore, no matter how great a pressure the world tried to put upon us,
有多大的拦阻
What a hindrance they try to stop us.
但是神的儿女，我们永远有一条路，就是来到我们主的面前。
But children of God can always find a way out, which is come to our God through prayer.
可以向我们的神来祷告。
We can pray to Him.
当我们看看但以理他听到了这样的一个命令
So when Daniel heard about this new decree
他的反应是怎么样
What was his reaction?
我们在这节里面看见但以理知道这禁令盖了玉玺就到自己的家里
What was his reaction? Here says now when Daniel learned that the decree had been published he went home
他这边讲到说他楼上的窗户开向耶路撒冷
To his upstairs room where the windows open toward Jerusalem.
啊，但以理他的家里面有一个祷告的地方。
Picture this, in the house of Daniel, there was a place designated for prayer.
那个窗户呢，是开向耶路撒冷。
And in that room, there's a window open toward Jerusalem.
巴比伦离耶路撒冷是很遥远的。
You know, the distance between Babylon and Jerusalem was quite big.
所以这个窗子开向耶路撒冷但是呢他是肉眼看不到耶路撒冷
Therefore the window may be open toward Jerusalem but he cannot see with his own eyes
我们不知道他窗子打开看到的是什么
I have no idea what he saw through his windows
但是肯定他是看不到耶路撒冷
But for sure he could not see the city of Jerusalem
不过他灵里面我们相信他是看见了那座有根基的城
But I believe in his spirit he saw the city with foundation
耶路撒冷神的城啊有荣耀的事乃是指着你说的
Bible tells us Jerusalem great things are spoken of thee
历史历代圣徒所看见的那个荣耀的城
The glorious city that beheld by many saints through generations
但以理他在灵里面我相信他是看见
Was also seen by Daniel in his spirit
不是在他的肉眼中
Not through his fleshly eyes
但是他的心向往西安向往耶路撒冷
But his heart was toward the city of Jerusalem
虽然在被掳的人中
Even though he was as one of the slaves captivated
虽然在荒凉的里面
Even though the condition of Israel was in desolation
他的里面因着神他有这个盼望
But because of God Daniel had hope
他因信而心安
Therefore by faith he could have peace
他可以凭爱而跟随
And by love of God he could follow
他把这个窗子开向耶路撒
冷 He opened his windows in the upper room
他看见那个看不见的主
He saw the Lord which was invisible at the time
信就是所望之事的实底
That's what faith is about It's to the substance of things we hope for
是未见之事的确据
It's the assurance of things that we haven't seen
弟兄姊妹今天我们求主开我们的眼睛
Therefore, brothers and sisters, let's pray the Lord open our eyes.
在末后的世代
In this end days,
的确我们也看见到处的荒凉
Yes, you look around, a lot of problems and desolation.
我们看见仇敌那样猛烈的攻击
We saw how the devil tried to attack God's children evilly.
当我们的眼睛被开启
But when our eyes are open,
神的工作也是积极的在往前
We see at the same time, God is working aggressive.
神的旨意必定要完成
He will for sure fulfill His purpose and plan.
是的他要建造西安
Yes, he will build up his own Zion
他的尊身拉在耶路撒冷之上
And his measuring stick is already put upon Zion
神站在那里工作
God is working right now
因为我们的神为西安为着耶路撒冷他真的是极其的火热
Because God is zealous for his city Zion
当我们的眼被主开启
When our eyes are open like that
我们就不是看思维的荒凉。
Then we no longer focus on the problems and desolation.
好像我们摸着了神的心。
It's like we could feel what's in the heart of our God.
那个极其的火热。
You feel the zeal in His heart.
好，神的心那样的确定，一定要完成他的
工作。God was very certain that He will for sure finish His job.
叫我们就来到。神的面前祷告
so that we can come to God and pray like that.
我相信这是但以理他的心情
And I believe that's the kind of feeling Daniel had.
因为他把窗子开向耶路撒冷
Because his windows were open toward Jerusalem.
他的心向往的乃是神的旨意
What his heart longed for was to fulfill the purpose of God.
当别人把这个命令来告诉他
And therefore when people came to tell him about the decree just being published.
他在当时他也是做一个总长
At the time, he was one of the three administrators.
所以他非常清楚他们的法律
So he knew clearly the law of that country.
对，一旦盖了谕玺，一旦颁布下来，是不可以更改的
Once the decree is published, there's nothing you can do to change it.
他这么公开等于是说在这样子一个祷告的情况当中他的结局其实是非常确定的
He knew what is the result or consequence if he prayed publicly again
但是这么确定的一个结果并没有拦阻但以理
However, that clear understanding does not stop him from praying
所以但以理知道这个禁令以后呢下面讲到说就到自己家里
He went home to his upstairs room
这个就当你听到了这个命令以后他就到自己的家里
When he learned about the decree then he went home
他做什么呢
What did he do
刚刚我们讲过他罗帐的窗户是开向耶路撒冷他一日三次双膝跪在他神面前
He went up to his upstairs rooms and three times a day he got down on his knees and prayed
我们看见他有一个祷告的地方
You see, he had this place designated for prayer.
他有一个非常固定的祷告生活
And therefore, he had this routine prayerful life.
在神面前祈祷恳求他在那边祷告感谢下面一句话说与素常一样
Here it says, giving thanks to his God just as he has done before.
与素常一样
Just as he has done before.
这句话真的是激励我们的心
And this statement really inspires our hearts.
像但以理的三个朋友
Just like his three friends.
他们也是不听王的命令
They disobeyed the decree of the king at the time.
他们必须被丢到火窑的里面
Therefore, they were thrown into the fire.
我们在他们所讲的话里面有四个字真的是一直激励我们
And the one reaction from these three friends also greatly encouraged us
因为他们相信神会拯救他们
On one hand, they have faith that God will rescue them
但是下面一句话说急或不然
But they said even not so
急或不然
Means even God doesn't rescue us
他们也不拜死那个王的金像
We will not bow down to your golden statue
急或不然
Even he doesn't rescue
他们也不屈服
We will not bow
这几个字真是激励我们的心
And this their statement greatly encouraged our hearts
不论这个结果是什么
Therefore, it doesn't matter what was the result
他们永远站在神的这一边
They choose to always stand by God's side
那是但以理的三个朋友
And that's the condition of the three friends of Daniel
但以理自己遇见了这样的一个禁令
Now, Daniel himself has encountered this challenge
他就回到家里面
His reaction is to return home
就到他那个祷告的地方
Went upstairs to his destiny a prayerful place
他一日三次
Three times a day
跪在神的面前
He bowed at his knees to God
在那里祷告感谢
And give thanks to God and pray
与素常一样
Just as he has done before
Hallelujah
Hallelujah
仇敌不能吓死我们
The devil cannot bind us up
环境不能压制我们
The environment cannot pressure us to the point we don't follow God
只要我们来到他面前来祷告
Instead God wants to come to him and pray
但以理与素常一样
So Daniel prayed just as he had done before
跪在神的面前
He got on his knees before God.
他有祷告，有感谢。
He gave thanks and he prayed.
我想在这样的人中，你说祷告祈求，可能都很容易理解。但是他在那里感谢神。
I guess it's easier to first understand that he prayed in a difficult challenge like that. But Bible says here he actually gave thanks.
所以我们从这 点点滴滴，我们摸着但以理他祷告的生命。
Therefore, we could feel that prayerful life gradually build up in him.
这个人他是一个祷告的人。
He was for sure a man of prayer.
他的生命是那样的美好。
He had such a beautiful prayerful life.
在受压制之中。
Even at a time of great pressure.
在面对死亡的威胁。
Facing the threat of death.
他在那里感谢神。
He was able to give thanks to God.
我们是在羡慕但以理这样祷告的生
命。Oh, how we envy a prayerful life like what Daniel had.
我们讲到属灵的征战。
When we talk about spiritual battles.
今天不是在外面敲锣打鼓，在外面用什么样的这个武装来征战。
We're not talking about fight hourly with physical weapons.
所以但以理他遇见的是一个非常大的征战。
What Daniel encountered was a great battle.
今天仇敌若是把他的祷告停止了。
If the enemy was able to stop him from prayer.
神的工作就停止了。
Then that's the end of God's work on him.
今天仇敌若是没有办法停止但以理的祷告。
Yet if enemy cannot stop him from praying.
他们下一步就是可以把但以理丢到狮子坑的里
面。The next step is to throw him into the lion's den.
当把但以理整个吃掉以后，仍然就停止了神的工作。
In the hope that he will be swallowed by lions and then God could stop his work.
这是何等大的征战。
And that was a great battle he was in.
但是征战是在哪里是最激烈的呢？
But where is the most severe place where the battle's fought?
其实表现出来是非常的简单。
It is very simply manifested.
在一个最大的征战当中所显出来的乃是他祷告与素常一样。
In this great battle, his manifestation is that he prayed as usual.
就这么简单的几个字。
And the Bible seems to like very simply put it.
与素常一样。
He prayed as he had done before.
我想与素常一样就是一个最平常的一件事情。
It's like he deal with this difficult situation as an ordinary situation.
你天天都可以做这一样的事情。
It's like something we do routinely every day.
这没有什么新鲜的。
There's nothing special about it.
但是呢，就在这个最平凡的一件事中。
And right in the midst of these ordinary conditions.
因为他遇见了一个极大的征战。
Because he encountered his great battle.
所以这个最平常的事情成了他征战一个最猛烈的关键点。
And this most ordinary condition in his life became the most severe place where the battle started.
他没有因着这个禁令就停止了。
He did not stop praying because of the decree.
他没有因着这个禁令他就退缩了。
And he did not withdraw because of the decree.
他仍然祷告与素常一样。
He prayed just as usual.
弟兄姊妹，我想从但以理的身上真的是看见这个祷告的人，这个祷告的生命。
And you can see the prayerful life built up in Daniel.
这个祷告的人也来激励我们。
And may this man of prayer encourage our heart.
所以今天在学校的里面，我们知道仍然有很多的同学，他们在一起向着神来祷告。
Therefore, you still see Christians gather on campus and pray.
他们吃饭的时候先在神面前感谢。
They say grace and give thanks to God before they take their meals.
也许别人有很多异样的眼光。
Maybe people will stare at them at a very strange way.
但是我们也听见许许多多美好的见证。
But we also have heard many wonderful testimonies.
今天很多的工作场合，他们也不喜欢人在那里祷告。
So at working place.There are places people don't appreciate if you pray.
但是也有很多的神的儿女，他们不停止他们的祷告。
But there are many children God will not stop because of that.
也有人当他们在谢饭祷告的时候。
And there are people while they are giving thanks for the meal.
他们的同事觉得，哎，你是一个基督徒。
The coworker recognized that he or she is a Christian.
他们就开始了一些的谈话。
They were able to start their conversation.
有很多神的儿女在今天这样的一个世界里面。
And there are many children of God living in this world.
他们知道祷告是他们的生命。
Know that prayer is their life.
他们也遇见了许许多多的征战。
Yes, they encounter many difficult battles.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
有多少人像但以理一样。
And many people were able to be just like Daniel.
祷告与素常一样。
They pray as usual.
哈利路亚。
哈利路亚。
我想但以理为什么他愿意这样子付上甚至性命的代价来祷告。
Why was Daniel willing to pay a great price, including his own life, in order to continue to pray?
因为他认识这位神。
Because he knew his God.
认识这位祷告他祷告的神。
He knew the God to whom he prayed.
这位神在他的里面比外面一切都大。
He knew this God is greater than anything in this world.
所以他甘愿付最重的代价。
So he was willing to pay even the greatest price.
甚至这个代价是他的性命
including his own life
他也愿意
he was willing to do that
哦，真的像他三个朋友
he was just like his three friends
付上自己生命的代价
willing to pay the price even of his own life
他们里面相信
because they believe
他们的神会保守
their God would keep them
他们的神会带领他们
their God would guide them
但是神怎么样来拯救他们
and how did God deliver them
不在于他们的计划
and they had no plan about that
所以他们讲说机祸不然
that's why they said even if he doesn't rescue
机祸不然
even if he doesn't
他们要遵行神的旨意
we will still honor God and obey his commandment
这样的同样的灵好像就在但以理的里面
you can see the spirit in the three friends were just in Daniel
我相信但以理当他在这个光景中与素常一样的祷告
And I believe when Daniel prayed as usual
照着命令他知道他要被丢到狮子坑里
He knew clearly he would be thrown into the lion's den
但他是不是有绝对的把握说神一定会救他脱离狮子的口呢
Did Daniel know for sure God will rescue him from the mouth of the lions
这个我们不知道
We had no idea
但他的心智他向着神那个绝对的心智不在于神把他从狮子口里面拯救出来
But he was determined regardless if God delivers him or not.
他宁愿付上自己性命的。
He would rather die.
但是他祷告与素常一样。
So he prayed as usual.
哦，常常圣徒们显出来一个得胜的生命是在他生活里面最平常的一件事情上。
And many times how we Christians reveal our victorious life within is through the most ordinary matter in life.
很多的时候不一定像那些宣教士或者是一些付上很大事情的在那么的好像轰轰烈烈的事件当中呢来显出来
Many times not do great things like a lot of missionaries were encountered in the missionary field
他们遇见大的征战
Those missionaries encountered great trials
可是在他们的生活中
It's big, and in their daily life
在他们一个最小的事情上
In the smallest thing
他们彰显出那个宝贵的生命
They will also manifest that precious life they had inside
我常常读到这段圣经
Every time when I read this passage
就稀奇但以理他这样祷告的人
I was amazed at how he was a man of prayer
他怎么样面对这么大的压力
How he deal with the great pressure like that
面对死亡
Facing the threat of death
他能够说与素常一样
He could still act as usual
感谢赞美主
We thank and praise the Lord
那我们知道也就因着但以理这样子祷告
We all knew because he prayed like that
众人聚集在那里看见但以理这样的祷告
And those people gathered right outside his windows and saw what he did
他们就向王去告状
So they went to the king and let the king know
他们对王说
And they told the king
王啊那被掳之犹大人中的但以理不理你也不遵守你盖的逾期的禁令
It says, didn't you publish a decree that during the next 30 days, anyone who prays to you or God except you will be thrown into the lion's den?
他们向王告状说，但以理他一日三次在那里祷告神啊。
And they say, Daniel, who is one of the exiles from Judah, pays no attention to you, O king. He still prays three times a day.
王听见这话就甚愁烦。
And when the king heard this, he was greatly distressed.
这个王是很爱这个但以理
Because the king loved Daniel.
但是王呢心里愁烦他想要救但以理
He was distressed. He tried to rescue Daniel.
但是这些人告诉王好像提醒王说照着马代波斯人的这个例你是不能更改你的命令的
But these people reminded the king, you know, according to the law, you cannot alter what you just did.
所以这个王也是不得已
Therefore, he was without choice.
他就下令
Therefore he gave the order
有人把但以理带来就扔在狮子坑中
And people brought Daniel along and throw him into the lion's den
我想对很多人来讲这也许就是一个结局了
To many people that would be the end
但以理被丢在狮子的坑里面
We'll end the story by saying Daniel was therefore thrown into the den
那些控告他的人可能都在那里拍掌 在那里庆祝。
And those who accuse him must be very happy and celebrating.
他们的诡计得逞了。
Because like their scheme had worked.
我们来读一下第十九节和二十节。
Let's read verses 19 and 20 together.
所以这个王呢，在宫里面，他终夜进食哈。
What happened after that was this king was not able to sleep all night.
他睡不着觉。
And he was fasting.
好，我们读十九二十节。
Let's read verses 19 and 20.
次日黎明，王就起来，急忙往狮子坑里去，临近坑边，哀声呼叫但以理，对但以理说：“永生神的仆人但以理啊，你所侍奉的神能救你脱离狮子吗？”所以这个王，他在那里呼叫但以理。
And this king came and cried out to Daniel.
永生神的仆人但以理啊。
Oh, he said, Daniel, the servant of the living God.
你所常侍奉的神能救你脱离狮子吗？
Has your God, whom you serve continually, been able to rescue you from the lion?
我想这个王一定非常的讶异，听见但以理的声音。
And I believe the king was very surprised to hear the response from Daniel.
但以理对王说，愿王万岁。
Daniel said, Oh, king, live forever.
我的神差遣使者封住狮子的口。
My God sent his angel and he shut the mouth of the lion.
叫狮子不伤我。
So they have not hurt me.
所以在希伯来书十一章三十三节。
Therefore, that's why later on in the book of Hebrews 11.
希伯来书十一章特别讲到一个得胜的行列。
That's the chapter describe a great band of overcomers.
这边说他们因着信制服了敌国。
He said, their people through faith conquered kingdoms,
行了公义,
and administered justice,
得了应许,
and gained what was promised,
读了狮子的口,
and shut the mouth of lions.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
在得胜的行列中,
right in the march of overcomers,
特别提到但以理的故事,
Daniel's story was mentioned specifically here.
神读了狮子的口,
that how God shut the mouth of the lions.
但以理能够在那里说, 愿王万岁,
and Daniel was able to say, Oh, King, live forever.
神差遣的使者封住了狮子的口。
For my God has sent his angel and shut the mouth of lions.
感谢赞美主。
We thank and praise the Lord.
好像仇敌在那里猖狂，在那里得胜的时候。
Even though the enemy seemed to have win.
好像但以理那样束手无策，不能救他自己。
And Daniel was helpless. There's no way he could save himself.
但是我们的神堵住了狮子的口。
But our God shut the mouth of the lions.
今天叫我们知道征战是属乎耶和华。
Therefore we know battle is in the hand of God.
这个征战是神出来为我们征战。
It is God who comes out and fight for us.
不是但以理在那里拿弓拿枪在那面对狮子。
It wasn't Daniel carrying his bows and hide and try to shoot those lions.
那是神堵住了狮子的口。
But God who shut the mouth of lions.
我想这是讲到我们征战的一个非常重要的原则。
And that has taught us a very important principle in the time of the Spirit.
我们天然生命，我们的肉体是无益的。
Which is our fleshly lives has no use.
遇见征战的时候
，in the time of spiritual battle，
我们只有一件事，把自己放下来。
Only one thing we can do is to lay down ourselves.
让神出来征战
，and let God fight for us.
在这边，我们看见当仇敌正在那里高兴
，and you see when the enemies were so happy, what happened to Daniel?
好像他们。的诡计得逞了。
They thought they have won.
好像看见但以理被丢到狮子坑里面，绝对没有希望。
They saw with their own eyes how Daniel was thrown into the lion's den. There's no way he will come out.
好像当主耶稣被挂在十字架上。
Just like when Jesus was hung on the cross.
啊，仇敌在那里欢喜。
And the evil one was happy.
那这位好像他们一路以来想要除掉的。
Because this very son of man whom they tried to destroy for a long time.
终于他们可以把他钉在十字架上。
And finally now crucified.
众人在那里呼喊说：“除掉他，除掉他
！”And people shout out and do away with him.
啊，看见主耶稣，他是神的儿子，他在十字架上，他并没有自己跳下来。
Jesus was the Son of God, but he did not choose to jump out of the cross.
我想仇敌他心里面更加的高兴了。
And I believe the evil ones were so happy.
看见主耶稣在那里受苦。
Because they saw how he suffered.
看见他那里血一滴一滴的往外流。
How drops of blood came down one by one.
好像他的生命一点一点的流失掉。
Like they witnessed that he was losing his life bit by bit.
仇敌看见他们得胜越来越靠近。
And they could see their victory just at hand.
当主耶稣说成了。
So when Jesus said it is done.
他把他的 灵魂交在父的手里。
And he entrusted his own soul in the hand of God.
当主断气。
When he lost his last breath.
我想在音符的里面真的是大大的欢喜。
And I believe they probably was a great party celebrating in Hades.
他们以为他们得胜了。
Because they thought they have won.
他们以为他们把神的儿子打败了。
They thought they have defeated the Son of God.
但是主耶稣借着死。败坏了那掌死权
Without knowing Jesus is the one who defeated the devil through his own death.
哦，主在这样的一个绝对没有靠自己力量的时候
And when Jesus was not relying any of his own strength.
神没有将他的圣者见朽坏
But God did not allow his holy one to decay in hell.
他从死里面复活
Instead, he raised him from the dead.
他的死败坏了那掌死权
And therefore, his resurrection swallowed the devil's power.
他在十字架上击伤了仇敌的头
And he defeated the evil one on the cross.
主耶稣得胜了
Jesus won the victory.
我想那一刹那仇敌撒旦是何等的惊慌
And I believe at that instant, the devil must be frightened.
好像原本在那里欢呼以为是得胜的时候
It's like they were celebrating at the time.
一下发现原来他们是大大的被击败
Suddenly they realized they were greatly defeated.
当这些攻击但以理的人
Therefore when these people who tried to take Daniel down.
他们可能正在那里欢乐正在那里庆祝
While they were celebrating.
因为但以理被丢在狮子坑里
Thinking Daniel has been thrown into the lion's den.
但以理他没有办法做什么
There's no way he could save himself.
但是我们感谢神
But we give thanks to God.
这是属灵的征战
Because this is a spiritual battle.
这个征战是属乎耶和华的
And the battle belongs to the Lord.
我们的神他亲自堵住了狮子的口
Therefore he himself came down and shut the mouth of the lions.
当但以理从这个狮子坑里面被拉上来
So when Daniel was lifted out of the den.
王下令
The king gave another order
把那些所有控告但以理的人连他们的妻子儿女都带来扔在狮子坑里
The men who had falsely accused Daniel were brought in and thrown into the lion's den along with their wives and children
圣经告诉我们说他们还没有到坑底
And Bible says before they even reached the floor of the den
狮子就抓住他们
The lions overpowered them
咬碎他们的骨头
And crushed all their bones
这些人还没有到坑底整个就被咬碎了
They haven't even reached the bottom of the den they were crushed
所以这一些狮子那个可怕
So you can imagine how dreadful those lions were
如果不是神堵住了狮子的口
If God did not shut their mouths
但以理是不可能存留的
There's no way Daniel could survive
但是借着这件事情
But through this incident
显出我们主的胜
God's victory was revealed
今天被摧毁的
The one that's been destroyed
是那些控告但以理的人
Was the one who accused Daniel
我们心何等的敬拜我们的神
We have to worship our God for what he had done
所以在那个时候大力乌王他传旨晓谕全地的人
Therefore, Darius gave his command.
他说要在但以理的神面前战惊恐惧。
And he gave his command to all his people in the nation and said, all shall have a fearful heart before the God of Daniel.
因为他是永远长活的神。
For he is the living God.
他的国永不败坏。
And his kingdom will not be destroyed.
他的权柄永存无极。
His dominion will never end.
这个外邦的国王
And this Gentile king
他能够做这样的一个宣告
Was able to declare like that
显出我们神的得胜
And it really reveals the victory our God has
我们的神在人的国中掌权
That how God rules in the kingdom of man
我想这一切呢跟后来他们归回到耶路撒冷去都是非常有关系
And I believe this victory has a lot to do with the later subsequentevents that they were returned to Jerusalem.
后来我们看见在归回的人中也找到了但以理的名字。
And we also spot the name of Daniel in the group of remnants that returned.
有人讲说他那个时候应该是有90多岁了。
People calculated and figured that he was probably in his 90s when he returned.
他仍然在归回人的当中。
But he was listed as one of the first people that returned to Jerusalem.
这是一个何等的得胜者。
What a great victory Daniel was.
但以理的祷告
His prayer,
他的生命,
his life,
他的力量,
his strength,
影响了整个以色列的国度,
has impacted the entire kingdom of Israel.
但是我们从他的表现上看来,
and we can tell from his manifestation,
他真的像一个羔羊的生命,
he had a life just like the Lamb of God.
他真的不是在外面做什么样的大的,
he wasn't doing something great outwardly.
与素常一样,
but what he did was to live as usual.
弟兄姊妹, 我们有没有素常的生命生活呢?
Brothers and sisters, do we have a spiritual life built up through a daily habit?
如果但以理他没有一个素常祷告的生活,
if Daniel had not prayed in the past,
他不能说,
on a routine basis,
他祷告与素常一样,
then Bible cannot say he prayed as usual.
我想这边让我们看见我们需要有一个祷告的生活,
therefore it has taught us that we need to pray routinely.
但以理不是遇见了难处他来祷告,
Daniel did not pray because he had encountered great difficulties.
他反而是相反的,
but on the other hand, it's the contrary.
这个难处是不许他祷告,
the difficulty was to ask him not to pray.
但是他有一个祷告的生活,
yeah, because he has built up this life of prayer.
所以他能够祷告与素常一样,
so he continued to pray as usual.
我们求主帮助我们,
we ask the Lord to help us.
这些日子真的神要建造他的家和教会,
we know the Lord is trying to build up his church these days.
这些日子我们的确会遇见许多属灵的征战,
yes, we will encounter many spiritual battles.
我们每一个人都需要起来,
therefore every one of us has to rise up,
建立祷告的生活,
and try to establish a life of prayer.
建立祷告的生命,
to establish a life of prayer.
祷告不是我们去做一件事情,
I'm not saying to pray like to do a certain thing.
不是神要求我们说, 你要一日三次要怎么样的跪在神面前来祷告,
neither is God command that you have to pray to me three times a day on your knees.
祷告是我们的生活,
but that should be the way we live.
祷告是我们的生命,
and that is how our life is about.
当我们真的像 但以理一样，他像素常一样，也就是说，他就是这样一个祷告的人。
When we are able to live like Daniel, to pray as you, regularly,
我们就发现说,
then it will be the most natural thing for us to pray.
不祷告是一个很奇怪的事。
It will be very strange for us not to pray.
所以到了一个地步，用性命丢在狮子坑里这样的一个严重的事情来拦阻他，对但以理好像没有影响。
To the point that a threat like that, even he was about to lose his life, he would not affect it, and he continued to pray.
感谢主,
we thank the Lord.
到最后在这些得胜者的行列里面,
and in the marching band of overcomers,
堵住了狮子的口,
he was recognized as the one who shut the mouth of lions.
特别提到但以理这件事,
Daniel was specifically mentioned here.
我们求主激励我们的心,
we pray the Lord will just continue to inspire our heart.
我们再来唱268首,
and sing again 268.
我心所追求乃是神自己,
my goal is my God.
不是乐与安, 也不是福气,
it is not joy, peace, or even blessing.
我能出代价, 达到这圣地,
it's his to lead me there, not mine but his.
不是我自己,
at any cost, dear Lord, by any road.
Oh, 主宰你，我们一起来唱。
我心所追求乃是神自己，
我们能够出代价，不是我们自己，
it's not by our own mind, but by his grace.
虽然这个代价是很重大，
yes, even though the price may be big,
但他最知我需何担，
but he knows what's best for me.
因为他给我们的道路，
Because he has measured before we even take a step on the way.
好吧，我们站起来，再从第一节唱到第四节。
Let's stand up and sing the whole song.
我。